Hello students, welcome to the second module of Civics Chapter 5 Judiciary. In the first module, we learnt about the role of the judiciary, the meaning of an independent judiciary, and the structure of courts in India. In this module, we will discuss what are the different branches of the legal system? Does everyone have access to the courts? Public interest litigation and importance of judiciary. What are the different branches of the legal system? The Indian legal system deals with civil and criminal cases. Let us understand some of the significant differences between criminal and civil law. Criminal law deals with conduct or acts that the law defines as offenses. For example, theft, murder, or harassing a woman to bring more dowry. It usually begins with the lodging of an FIR with the police who investigate the crime, after which a case is filed in the court. If found guilty, the accused can be sent to jail and also fined. Civil law, on the other hand, deals with any harm or injury to rights of individuals. For example, disputes relating to sale of land, rent matters, divorce cases. A petition has to be filed before the relevant court by the affected party only. In a rent matter, either the landlord or the tenant can file a case. The court gives the specific relief asked for. For instance, in a case between a landlord and a tenant, the court can order the flat to be vacated and pending rent to be paid. Does everyone have access to the courts? In principle, all citizens of India can access the courts in this country. This implies that every citizen has a right to justice through the courts. The courts play a significant role in protecting our fundamental rights. If any citizen believes that their rights are being violated, then they can approach the court for justice to be done. However, while the courts are available for all, in reality, access to courts has always been difficult for a vast majority of the poor in India. The reasons are: legal procedures involve a lot of money and paperwork, as well as take up a lot of time. For a poor person who cannot read and whose family depends on a daily wage, the idea of going to court to get justice often seems remote. Often courts take exceedingly long number of years to hear a case. The phrase "justice delayed is justice denied" is often used to characterize this extended time period that courts take. What is public interest litigation? As we saw, access to courts has always been difficult for a vast majority of the poor in India. To combat this situation and increase the accessibility to justice, the Supreme Court in the 1980s devised a mechanism of public interest litigation, or PIL. It was introduced by Justice P.N. Bhagwati. It allowed an individual or organization to file a PIL in the High Court or the Supreme Court on behalf of those whose rights were being violated. In this, the legal process was greatly simplified, and even a letter or telegram addressed to the Supreme Court or the High Court could be treated as a PIL. In the early years, PIL was used to secure justice on a large number of issues, such as rescuing bonded laborers from inhuman work conditions and securing the release of prisoners in Bihar who had been kept in jail even after their punishment term was complete. The midday meal that children now receive in government and government-aided schools is because of a PIL. Importance of judiciary. The judiciary has played a crucial role in democratic India. It serves as a check on the powers of the executive and the legislature. It helps in protecting the fundamental rights of citizens. The judiciary is the final interpreter of the constitution. For example, in one case, Supreme Court stated that the fundamental right to life guaranteed in Article 21 of the Constitution included the right to food. Our textbook gives information about the number of judges in different courts. In Supreme Court, the sanctioned strength of judges is 34 and the working strength is 31, including the Chief Justice of India. High courts, the sanctioned strength is 1,079 and the working strength is 685. In district courts, the sanctioned strength is 22,644 while the working strength is 17,509. This shows there is a shortage of judges, which affects the delivery of justice to litigants. Despite some of the problems of the judicial system in India as an independent body, the judiciary has played a crucial role in democratic India. The members of the Constituent Assembly had quite correctly envisioned a system of courts with an independent judiciary as a key feature of our democracy. So students, I hope you have understood the working of a judiciary and the judicial system in our country. Thank you.